Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Hebman's with us. Class tomorrow, Gwyneth's going to be with us for an hour. And Kyle's going to be joining me. We're going to talk about tips from the book. Thursday, we're going to be talking about domestic engineering. Kathy and Sharon are going to be doing that. Friday's Captain John Reagan. Rich, I had a quick question for you. Garden seeds. Have you started your seeds yet for your garden, or do you buy plants?
Yeah, no, I only buy plants if I have a few holes in my garden that I could, you know, stick a plant in here and there. But I have started my peppers just a few days ago. End of this month, I will start my tomatoes. And then a couple weeks after that, I'm going to start my broccoli, my cauliflower, my cabbage family, if you will. And a lot of my seeds, like my spinach and my heirloom lettuces, I let go to seed, and it just voluntarily comes up. I have so much spinach already germinated outside my garden, it's unbelievable. So that's kind of how we do it. You know, we use it. Keep in mind, folks, use heirloom open-pollinated seeds. And if you want a real cheap greenhouse, buy UV plastic and put it over a ridgepole, and basically make your whole roof an upside-down U and take two 16-foot cattle panels and wire them together over a ridgepole. Put your UV-treated plastic over that, and you have a very inexpensive greenhouse. I built a 40-foot greenhouse for $500. Now, granted, it's about 15 years old. I call it my old jalopy, but it handles a pretty decent snow load, and it works very well. So I recommend people doing that as we enter garden season, Vince.
And how long does the UV-treated plastic or UV-resistant plastic last you in Montana?
You're coming in and out, Vince. Can you repeat that question, please?
Okay. Sure. How long does that ultraviolet ray-treated plastic last you, the clear plastic, as the covering for your greenhouse?
Well, what I do is I've got two layers only because the first layer got a few holes in it. You know, the cats would climb it and things like that. And instead of replacing it, I'll just put a second layer over it to cover the holes, and that works fine. So, you know, the key to UV-treated plastic is to retain heat, but more importantly, not burn your plants. And it really works great. Here in Montana, you know, it's kind of like it's analogous to solar panels. If you are down south where it's really hot, the temperatures are really bad, you know, UV plastic and solar panels will not last very long. You know, typically, and pardon my solar panel analogy, a solar panel, on average, in southern states will lose about 1 to 2% of efficacy or functionality per year. Here in Montana, that's not the case. I know people who've had solar panels for 30 years, and they haven't lost 1% of functionality. So it all depends. You know, the answer for most questions is, of course, it depends. Depends on your seasonality, depends on your latitude, depends on your elevation, depends on how much sun you have around you. So, you know, here in Montana, even though we have very hot summers, things last a little longer than most parts of the country because of our seasonality variety events.
Yeah, I just wanted to let our class know that we have started our seeds, and you should probably consider doing the same thing, class. You can buy heirloom seeds inexpensively. You can save them from year to year to year. And I might be talking about this more tomorrow, but what I've decided to do, Rich, is take some styrofoam cups. We had some left over from the expo years and years and years ago. We had some 12-ounce coffee cups and styrofoam, and we had some 6.4-ounce cups that we weren't going to use for anything. So we filled them with potting soil, put the seeds in, and put them under fluorescent light. One tube is soft white. The other tube is cool white, so it's blended for the red spectrum and the blue spectrum, and that's what my research tells me is the best combination, rather than just cool white deluxe or cool white or soft white. Have one of each tube, one cool white, one soft white. And what I did was I put the seeds that even the ones I'm going to sow, like the lettuces and the corn, I put them in these styrofoam cups because I want to see if they germinate. I'm not going to waste the space in the garden if these seeds don't grow that are, you know, a few years old. So what I'm saying is I'm trying to do it scientifically. I'm not just throwing seeds out there and using up garden real estate if I don't think that the plants will germinate. So we started the peppers. I planted some tea trees, T-E-A. I planted some moringa trees and plants. I planted a whole bunch of styrofoam cups, and they're under this 4-foot tube fluorescent light, 2 inches above the cups for now. We'll see how it works. I planted some really hot peppers and some sweet peppers and all kinds of tomatoes, beefsteak, Rutgers. And I even planted some non-heirloom seeds just to make sure that I know how they grow competitively. So that's the plan. Corn, different kinds of corn, Dent, King, etc. So I want to know before these plants go out what germinates and what doesn't, so I don't waste any space. Rich, any comments about that? Have you taken that approach?
Well, I don't use grow lights. I just put my seeds next to my wood stove, and you can germinate pretty much anything just from warmth. And once they pop their little heads out of the soil, then I'll put them in my solarium, which I heat with convection from my cabin. And it works quite well. Real soon, in a few weeks, I'll be able to leave the door open and literally heat my cabin with the convection I get from the solarium. So it works great. Hey, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'm looking at the clock. Can I go back to the news?
Yep, go.
Okay. I was talking before the break, folks. I was talking about Ted Cruz was saying that criminals and rapists are entering on Biden's most radical immigration plan ever. And I was literally quoting the Los Angeles Times, where 95% of warrants for murder are for illegal aliens. 75% of people on most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. This is all coming from the Los Angeles Times. Not Rich, not Vince, not made up. These are all published data, everything. Published data in the public domain. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal whose births are paid for by you, the taxpayers. And, of course, not 35% of all the inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals, which are here illegally. And over 300,000 illegal immigrants in Los Angeles County are living in garages. And the FBI reports half of the gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. Plus, 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. Now, I can go on and on with these statistics. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak English, 3.9 speak Spanish. These are all, less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. And this is not just California. It's Florida. It's New York. It's other states. So these are, I can take the next 10 minutes to mention these published statistics in the public domain by the Los Angeles Times, but you get the gist, folks. When we don't vet, when it's very obvious that the United Nations that is running the puppets in America, the bought and paid for puppets, want to take down America, that's how you do it. That's how the Bolsheviks did it. This has all happened in many different, when you read Alinsky, when you read Marx, when you read Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School. This is all the playbook, the template, the flow chart. This is the blueprint for destruction. And you have to speak up. It has nothing to do with what gender they are, what skin pigmentation they are, what gender they identify as, what sexual orientation, religion. It's just a vetting process to keep the people safe, because who gets affected? The little people. Okay, next article. Biden DHS secretary says loving parents send their kids across Mexico border. That's in quote, loving parents. Let me decode that for you. That basically means send your little kids over for the pedophile trade, and we'll take good care of them. Next. Ignored by the media and the FBI. You heard over the break the commercial about how the FBI is doing such a great job, but they ignored the Antifa and BLM activists who are posting photos and bragging online about storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This was planned. This was scripted by Bland Tifa. And yet the media and the FBI are bragging about going after Trump supporters on January 6th when this was all theater, proven many times, including Mr. Sullivan, who admitted it. Next, they didn't do their jobs. Conservative commentator D. Roy Murdoch puts blame on federal judges for role in January 6th. Next, artificial meat company claims you can buy salami made from human flesh of famous actors. Now you can have your cannibalism package, people. Yes, this is a published article in the public domain. Not making this stuff up. And it's Black History Month, but yet Amazon removes Justice Thomas's documentary from the Prime Video store. We actually have a real American patriot, Justice Thomas, in the Supreme Court. And what are they doing? They're dissing him. Next. And I wish I don't have time, folks. I got to move on. Pardon me. Next article. Eviction moratorium ruled unconstitutional. Largest tsunami of evictions in U.S. history incoming. So not only have the people who bought these triplexes, these fourplexes, these sixplexes, these apartment complexes not been getting paid for over a year, now they're going to start evicting the people who didn't pay for them. See, they don't care who the chaos and the infight comes from. They don't care. They don't represent your group. Their job is to be a divide and conquer strategist. Their job is to be a pot stirrer. They don't care who you are or what group you come from. There's a very small amount of elite people, and they're going to do everything in their power. Just like, it's the white males. But yet you don't see the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Bill Gates and Fauci and Zuckerberg and Zucker and Bezos. You don't see, how come we don't just say, okay, well, no one can have a net worth of over $5 million. Let's enforce that right now. How come you're not hearing that? They're white males. Why don't we hear it? I think we can connect the dots, right, folks? Next. Well, unbelievable. In quotes, watch creepy HHS nominee Dr. Levine dodges Senator Rand Paul questions twice about endorsing the unthinkable for you, which is even three-year-olds can choose their gender identity. I wish I could. I don't have time, folks. Next, health foreign doctors caught prescribing sex change drugs to UK children on line. Are you seeing what's happening, people? Next, Democrats block Representative Andy Barr's amendment to prevent COVID-19 relief funds from going to China. China. Next, Biden gang deals with Ukraine. $125 million of your taxpayer dollar money going to Ukraine right now. We'll be right back after this break, people.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in 1970, Raphael Edward was born in Calgary, Canada. His father came from Cuba. In 2016, he ran for president. Raphael Edwards' last name is spelled C-R-U-Z, Cruz. Raphael Edward Cruz, a.k.a. Ted Cruz, was not born in the United States. However, he ran for president. Rich?
Yeah, well, look at our vice president. She's not eligible either. Heck, the whole system is not legitimate. This was a 100% stolen election. The whole world saw it live. I gave 1,200 pieces of evidence. And obviously we don't have time, but I'm going to go to more news. You know, the rules are being set by the people who have theirs, folks. Okay, next article. Vulnerable. The Federal Reserve payment system crashed due to operational error. So they're going to quote it as something that's not their fault. That's how they do it. The whole system is vulnerable to hacking, people. The grid, the economic system, everything. And the only beneficiaries are going to be the elite and not you, because they have their plausible deniability and they have their people bought and paid for at the very top. Next article. World News, World Economic Forum shouted down on Twitter for suggesting COVID-19 improves cities all around the world. Well, if you look at all the lockdowns, sure, it might be a little quieter, maybe a little less bus fumes and stuff. filing bankruptcy. Look at the homicide rates. Look at the suicide rates. Look at all the units of measure of despair, like drug use. And that includes pharmaceutical drugs. As Dr. Sheely always says, the third leading cause of death in America is the American medical system. Next article. Cult of LGBTQ. I don't even know how many letters I got on top of this anymore. Trans female MMA fighter who destroyed female competitor is the bravest history in the world. So basically, a biological man who identified as a female went into the fight and beat the crap out of this lady who's a born female, and they are calling him, the powers that be, the bravest athlete in history. Now, I know, again, this is where I got to say my disclaimer. Published articles, public domain, all truth. I verify as much as I can. I try to get, when I mention these articles, I try to mention these, find these on multiple sites and verify the credibility, okay? Not made up. Next article. Michigan National Guard troops in D.C. hospitalized after Democrat-run city repeatedly feeds them raw, undercooked meat with metal shavings in it. Military, can you see what's going on? Can you see what's happened? You were supposed to have the people's back for election fraud and foreign interference. Do you think the powers that be have your back? Really? They threw out who knows how many of your votes, because I mentioned these articles on the air, that they threw out and didn't even include, or they changed the vote. They switched the vote. I mentioned tons of those articles. Next, turmeric from Bangladesh sometimes contains lead-laced chemical compounds. It doesn't even if it's a healthy product, people, you got to be careful where you get it. There's no rule of law. There's rule of the highest bidder. You have to grow or harvest your own food. Okay, remember, I've talked about this many times. Food, water, shelter, and energy. Try to make as much of that as you can. Next article. FBI becomes a national joke. Once an esteemed agency is now posting wanted alerts for a young woman who walked through the U.S. Capitol, despite the fact that even today and for weeks, we've mentioned articles about Bland Tifa literally creating this. This was scripted. But the FBI and the mainstream media ignores that. Next article. Your kids would be better off feral than going to schools that make them anti-racist Americans. Next article. Teachers union president who led school shutdowns caught dropping daughter off at a private school. Hypocrisy, double standards. You guys need to get your people together in your neighborhoods and create home schools. 15 years.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day, there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Christopher Bell is a NASCAR Cup Series racer, driving the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He also is the 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Motor Racing Network recently caught up with the young driver and asked him the secret of Joe Gibbs Racing's successes.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just his knowledge of people and knowing how to put the right people in the right positions to do the right job. And that's something that I've always really respected Coach for, is his ability to do that. He's just so sharp, and he knows his employees in and out, and you know, he knows which ones are the right fits to get the job done.
After winning the last road course race at Daytona, he's now a part of the playoff hunt.
I would say for me, it's the fact that I've won now in the Cup Series, and I hope that I'm able to rattle off a couple more here. And yeah, so it's tough, you know, you're in this sport for a reason. You're kind of labeled as only as good as your last race. So right now I'm great, but last year whenever I wasn't running so well, you know, I feel like a lot of people had written me off. So it's nice to be relevant again, and I hope that I'm able to keep it up for the weeks to come.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend, culminating with the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled for Tuesday as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The earlier games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One late game tonight at 9:05 p.m. as National League West rivals Dodgers and Giants playing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take? When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievement's with us. And, Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, keep in mind, folks, most laws are made under the guidance of benevolence or phony benevolence. You know, count the Patriot Act, things of that nature. Everything's meant to reduce our freedoms, our liberties, eliminate the rule of law, create plausible deniability, all the things that we always talk about. And when I was talking about that article about the teachers union president who basically led school shutdowns, lied to the American people, caught dropping off his daughter at a private school. This is why we talk. You hear me talk about practice with your laws, because hypocrisy and double standards is almost like a category on this broadcast. Because the powers that be are such gaslighters and liars. Okay, next article. I'm running out of time. I'm already going to have to cut short and shortcut my shortcuts. But we are witnessing a last-minute mass exodus before the final collapse of our major cities. Well, Vince and I, we've been talking about this for a very long time. And that's why I talk about buying 20 to 40 acres. We talk about being self-sufficient. We talk about food, water, shelter, energy, trying to make as much of that yourself. Relearning the old 19th century skills and dovetailing those with 21st century technology, especially now when everything is hackable, the grid. You know, we have a president, supposedly, I use the term in quotes with an asterisk, giving our keys to our electric grid to our enemies. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Next article, Senate Parliamentary says, including $15 minimum wage in Democrats' COVID package violates budget rules. Well, I don't know if this is going to pass. I heard it won't, but they're probably going to bring it back. This is basically a tool of fascism. You eliminate small business. You make sure they don't get too big. You create $15 minimum wage, and this way the big corporate oligarchies do not have competition. It's very easy math. Oh, math is racist. My bad. Forget I said that last sentence. Next article. Huge breaking news. Judge rules Maricopa County must provide 2.1 million ballots from 2020 to Arizona Senate for audit. Well, let's see it happen. You know, when you hear a good judge, folks, or a good lawyer, like a Robert Barnes, you know, a constitutional lawyer, when you hear a judge sticking up for the rule of law like this from Maricopa County, you need to thank him. You need to possibly, I don't know if he needs donations, but you need to shake his hand and say thank you for being an American, because there's so few judges. I mean, our Supreme Court is bought and paid for. I mean, take away Thomas and Alito and maybe Gorsuch. Our Supreme Court is bought and paid for. They're blackmailed. Next, Maricopa County releases junk audit reports, 12% bad ballot adjudication. I've given these articles where ballot adjudication was up to 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% in some jurisdictions. That basically means that if they don't like the way the vote counts are going, it goes to a pile where a human counter says, oh, that's Joe Biden. Oh, that's ambiguous. Oh, we'll throw that into Joe Biden's pile. That's what has happened, people. Next, Pennsylvania poll watchers testified about election fraud and irregularities in 2020 election. Then the attorney general, special agents harassed these people and sue them for telling the truth. Folks, we are in a USSR Nazi Bolshevik system right now. You better speak up, or else you can just tell your kids and grandkids, kick them out of the house now, because they have no chance of a life. Next, after public pressure, New Hampshire's AG office rescinds plan to move voting machines to state capital for investigation. And the next article about New Hampshire, Attorney General office wants to take custody of Wyndham voting machines and take them away for audit. Let's do it. Let's stop talking about it, people. We're tired of the talk. Do it. Next, I'm going to switch gears to healthcare here. Psychiatrist says the world is suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of the pandemic, because they're afraid of getting it. It's kind of the opposite of FOMO, fear of missing out. This is just the opposite. There's an article here from the U.S. National Library of Medicine of the National Institute of Health. You heard that correct. And it's talking about face masks in the COVID-19 era. And it's a very lengthy article, but I'm just going to get to the conclusion and read what it says. The existing scientific evidence has challenged the safety and efficacy of wearing face masks as preventative intervention for COVID-19. The data suggests that both medical and non-medical face masks are ineffective. Yes, I added two more. To block human-to-human transmission of viral and infectious disease such as SARS and COVID, blah, blah, blah. Supporting against the usage of face masks. Against. Wearing face masks has been demonstrated to have substantial adverse physiological and psychological effects. These include hypoxia, hypercapnia, shortage of breath, increased acidity and toxicity, activation of fear and stress, rise in hormones, immunosuppression, fatigue, headaches, decline in cognitive performance, predisposition for viral and infectious disease, chronic stress, anxiety, depression, long-term consequences of wearing face masks can cause health deterioration. Health deterioration. Developing and progressing of chronic diseases and premature health. Governments, policymakers, and health organizations should utilize prosper and scientific evidence-based approach with respect to wearing face masks, which the latter is considered as preventative interventional for public health. People, there's no evidence that face masks help anything. It's to increase your units of measure of despair. It's to eliminate your individualism. How many times have I actually given articles and signs from around the world saying, don't look at each other. Look down on the ground. They don't want you to get together. They don't want you to communicate. They don't want you to share information. They don't want you to be individuals. They don't want families. They don't want synergy. They don't want unity. They say these words, but they mean the opposite. Okay, I got to move on. I'm running out of time here. Next article. Special report. COVID-19 vaccine found to cause neurological disorders. Next, health immunologist warns Pfizer and Moderna coronavirus vaccines may cause neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's. Next, Pfizer is threatening governments around the world and demanding ransom to protect against future vaccine injury lawsuits. So Pfizer and these countries and these companies are going around the world demanding for military-based collateral, bank reserve collateral, embassy collateral for vaccines and demanding liability immunity. In other words, sovereign nations are selling out to big pharma and big corporations. That's fascism, folks. This is happening in real live time. You better wake up. Next. Fauci says vaccinated people still can't dine indoors or go to theaters. I know you think I'm making this stuff up. I promise you I am not. Published articles in the public domain. Next, hospitals in France forced to slow down COVID vaccinations as healthcare workers fall ill in droves. Fall ill in droves. I'm not repeating words because I'm being condescending to you people. I want to make sure that you're hearing these published articles in the public domain. Next article. UK government reports over 240 deaths shortly after coronavirus vaccination. 240 deaths shortly after coronavirus vaccination. Next article. Georgia mother of two dead after receiving COVID vaccine. Next article. UK health authorities announced not a single case of flu detected this year. Now, do you remember, people, when I gave articles like flu was almost wiped out here in the U.S., lowest levels in 130 years? Oh, it's a miracle. 23 Americans tested for positive for flu last week compared to over 15,000 cases reported last year at the same time. Why is that, people? Why is that? It's because everything is going into the COVID category. Remember the acronym PIC. Pneumonia, influenza, COVID. Everything's going into COVID. Remember the fruits and the goats being swabbed for false positives. Coca-Cola. We've gone through all this, people. That's why they use a PR test that they can change the unit of measures and variants. It's for the agenda. Every baby in the forest knows this. Next article. Health report. Okay, I just mentioned that one. Next report. Big pharma whistleblowers are coming out revealing the dangers of mRNA vaccines. We've talked in great detail about these vaccines. Remember, I asked Dr. Norm Shealy, who's on this show, on this broadcast, on Mondays, Dr. Shealy, why are we seeing so much autism, so much Down syndrome? Why are we seeing so much cancer? Why is life expectancy going down? Do you remember his answer? Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. And actually, I'm not saying that three times. He said it three times. Next article. Women recently injected with the experimental COVID vaccines are showing symptoms of breast cancer. Do you remember with Merck or with Australia? They were actually sending signals of they were showing up positive for HIV. Next, White House working with big tech to suppress so-called vaccine misinformation. No, they want to basically sell you the propaganda and the hoaxes, and no one else is allowed to say the truth. That is the translation. Next article, Merck to help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Remember I gave kudos to Merck because just a few weeks ago they say vaccines don't work? Well, now they're teaming up with J&J. But forget about the fact that India is getting rid of the vaccines. South Africa is getting rid of the vaccines. Bill Gates have been kicked out of multiple countries because of the vaccines. You know Bill Gates, the guy who publicly is calling for a major depopulation, that guy. Yeah. People, we have to. Vince, I got to ask a question here before the break. With all this evidence, all this hypocrisy, all these double standards, people pushing a certain agenda while they're saying they want depopulation, or like Zuckerberg, he got caught on a hot mic basically questioning the safety and efficacy of these vaccines, but yet these same people are pushing it. Vince, how can this be allowed? How can they literally change laws under the guise of this phony benevolence, and they're not even practicing what they preach? How come these people aren't even arrested when they're being kicked out of countries? I want you to answer that after the break, right, Vince.
Yeah, I can formulate a bill, a one-sentence bill during the break, and I'll let you know what that bill is to answer that question about how can this happen. We'll be right back with Rich Sheehan. By the way, Bill Gates, largest farmland owner in the United States of America. Don't listen to what...
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Ron Gibson channel on BitChute is carrying USA Prepares. And one of his most viewed features on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute, BitChute, where USA Prepares is featured, we have the most viewed broadcast. And I want to thank Ron Gibson for that. So, class, if you want to have an alternative to YouTube, there is one which is called BitChute, BitChute. Ron Gibson, R-O-N space G-I-B-S-O-N, the Ron Gibson channel. Thank you, Ron, for carrying us for years and years and years and all of your hard work in making sure that USA Prepares gets wider dissemination. And, of course, you can also listen to USA Prepares at its source, which is Genesis Communications Network, G-C-N-L-I-V-E. .com, GCNlive.com. The archives are there. You can listen to us live. And I want to thank GCN for carrying USA Prepares and all the hard work that the team at GCN with Nathan and Jason and Ted Anderson et al. Do for us. And there's Brad and Alex and so many wonderful engineers there. George, thank you for all that you do for USA Prepares. So to answer your question, I've come up with a one-sentence bill. I wrote it during the commercial break. Quote, this is my bill. Okay. Quote, any and all sponsors of any bill that has a deceptive title is guilty of treason against the American people and is guilty of a capital crime. End quote. Now, let me tell you just what that means very briefly. A capital crime in America is there's a punishment for a capital crime, and that punishment is reserved for the worst of the worst criminals. It's carried out by methods such as lethal injection, electric chair, gas chamber, and sometimes even a firing squad. To further define what I'm talking about, the definition of treason and sedition mean disloyalty, or treachery to one's country or its government. Treason is any attempt to overthrow the government or impair the well-being of the state to which one owes allegiance. So if a sponsor of a bill or the writer of a bill or the sponsors of a bill try to use deception, obfuscation, lying in the title of the bill, like the Patriot Act, for example, that to me sounds like treason. These are my opinions. These are not the opinions of anyone else with whom I'm associated with. Those are my opinions. So, sounds like treason, and there should be a penalty commensurate with the act of treason. Lying wholesale to the American people and the rest of the world to the disadvantage of the government, which is we the people, is treason. Rich Jeevan, any comments?
Well, absolutely. It's just like what you said when Bill Gates is number one farmland holder. Bezos is number two. It's basically for food shortage, starvation. It's all part of the depopulation, eugenics, genocide, war. We're in three wars now. Basically, when you starve people out, people, it's just like it's like attack strategies on medieval castles, on how the, especially when the French and the British used to be in wars back in those medieval days. They'd surround a castle and they'd starve them out. Keep in mind, these are the same people that are literally saying that they want you to eat bugs. You know, we've talked a lot about population control, but voluntary population control, ideas and solutions about it, so people could have a good life.
Uh-oh. Did we just lose Rich Jeevan? Let's see. Rich, you there? Let me just check. I'm here. I do not hear Rich Jeevan at all. I'm looking at the meters. I'm looking at the connection. I'm looking at the bit rate. Okay, so class, there are people who want you to eat bugs. There's no question about that. There are plenty of them. I'm not doing it. We even had an exhibitor at the Get Prepared Expo probably 5 years ago. And, you know, I was walking around as the master of ceremonies and I smelled this thing cooking. Nobody said, hey, listen, you mind if I do some home cooking here in my booth? I smell this kind of a awful smell. And, this gal was frying up some bugs and giving them to people to eat. She called me over and said, hey, Vinny, you want to try one? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I am not going to eat bugs. And I don't think you should either. Seriously, I don't care how much protein they have in them. I don't care what kind of a delicacy they are in other countries. We don't have to eat bugs yet. We don't have to. But if we're going to eat bugs, Mario Cuomo, why don't you start? Joe, Mr. President, why don't you start? Bill, Jeff, why don't you all start? Kamala, why don't you start? Now, show us how it goes. And after maybe 50, 60 years of you guys demonstrating how good it is for us, maybe we'll consider it as a last resort. Class, thank you so much for being with us. Rich Jeevan, thank you so much for being with us. Tomorrow, Gwyneth Isaacs will be here. And then Kyle and I will be talking about tips from the book.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.